Daf Mem Ches Omid Aleph. A Suki Havel Kogoyin said like this. Shehit Min Bedover Acher. That you had wrapped it up in something else. V'niach Kupa Ala Gefes. Then you put the box on top of the Gefes. The Leke Ela Sheh Gefes Ma'ala Hevel Lamala. Because all that's going on is that the Gefes is giving off heat upwards. And Marsiach Kedir Sheba Kupa. And it heats up the pot that's in the box. Apuma the Kumkumu Mecham Shochami. The hot water of... In the samovar, the akuzah hayus and malei atzinin, and the little jug was full of cold water. Naze gar, but he stopped him, yelled at him. Ma'ishnam emecham, algam emecham. The tanya bebraisa, we said in the braisa, b'sayfir kadeshari, that we said at the end of the parak, that is permitted. Hasam ukmi mukim. Hashem mecham elyon gam bo yesh ma'im chamed. The upper samovar also has hot water in it. Vatapton einu elamamid. And the bottom one is only keeping, maintaining the heat of the upper one in order that it shouldn't cool off. This is the Rasudah Shorosh. This is like the scarf with the, like a kafiyah type thing that they would wear. The kuva kankan is a jar. Notla is klisha shayvin yayim in the kuva. This is the vessel used to pull things out of the kuva. It's like a ladle. The ka'atzar shahayusaychtav in the mayim shenivlabai, he was squeezing out the water that absorbed in it. Maishna meparnukun begata asu lifrois ala gigas. It's a gold cloth that's meant to spread on top of a barrel. Shaparsan soba Shabbos, if you're allowed to spread it out in Shabbos. Lo kapitalei, mishar memayim, doesn't care if it's got soaked in water. Shari lakachos, that's what it's made for. Velosa, this is not going to come to squeeze out the water. Mukhin in el lasas men levadim shakarin felter. It's only made in order to make piece of garment which you call felter, like felt. Well, muksin hei l'malacha, and they're muksin to malacha, but us l'taltan, you're not allowed to move him. Be'elo she'tovim behem, the ones that used to for hatmana, mi'ar meaning yachtan l'hatmana, do we say that you designated them for usage to cover up pots, ve'ikotar is kli'ale, and now they're called a vessel. Well, mutter l'taltan shabbos, and therefore you'd be allowed to move them in shabbos, although or not. Omi n'mafka l'kach kubah shel gmuchin, she'demeh yukar, the whole box full of this fabric, which is very expensive, in there, because it's not a normal process, full of bottle to mana, and does not become bottle to be used only for wrapping up pots. Giza shotzemer kamoshin nixuzu, as the same state as when they were sheared off the animal. Tzibit semer l'achrich in the futsu b'shatchu k'mechatzolos mashtichin. It's after you've combed them out and spread them out like a mat. L'sheinus l'achash etzom, after you dye them, b'sarkinus, and you comb them, k'ein l'sheinus aruchus l'tvosom, and they look like large, like long tongues that you're now going to use to spin them. Ve'im etaltun l'sam l'salkadaitich, we think the hochi kamar, this is what you're saying, v'alp lish etom, and even though you've used them to wrap up the pots of them, im etaltun l'sam, you can't move them. Im lo tamam behem, umili mili katani. And it's a separate, different statements that are being said. Katani b'reishash, the time in behind the ratio teaches us you're allowed to use them to wrap up the pots, and then the lomosi havel because they're not adding heat. Ashmein and seifa, and the seifa teaches the stam muchen muksas nino, that the standard condition of the fabric is that they have a status of muksa. Avalhani the tamen him, but those who you use for hatamana that you wrapped up the pots in them, havi kamishi yachdan the kachas if you designated for that. The muska lahesav alem in order to lean on them. Lahaduri udur lebeisadia. To return the feathers that have fallen out of the pillow inside of it. It's normal for the laundry mat to tie them together. In the first place, because now you're creating it into a vessel that's usable because you're making a neck in the first place. It was never inside the pillow. Also, that it's forbidden to hash the avalei mana because now you're turning it into a pillow. To return it to the specific, actually, the specific pillow that fell out, shenafel mimela fell from it, psech beset tzavra shel cholok of your shirt, lechatchila, and you're opening it up for the first time. Your chayv chatzis dahash to kamash shel limon, and now you're turning it into a kli. Chayv shemakam patish, chayv for finishing a vessel behind the gemar melocha. That means finishing the work on it. Memches omid beis ma bein zulu megefes chavis. The tiny prepare kechavis shenish, but we say in the brisa later on. Maybe other chavis, you can bring a barrel, matzis is roshin besayif and cut off its head with a knife. Manichal of the archim and put it down in front of the guest. Ugova inim in the chavis, that's not part of the actual barrel. Avafish dvukable, it's attached to it. In the chashim chibur, it's not considered attached. Shari not the lamentis, it's meant to just be removed. Avala beged, but the garment, mishnerik kulo chibur, when it's completely woven, and it's shemin erek. When it's a woven, kulochiver, it's all one attached thing. Shal shukaisin darkam lishkula begadim zem zed. They would string the begadim together, katanim and the gelim, the small ones, and the big ones. Kadesh leyavzul, so they shouldn't get lost. Beged shetarfu kliyim, the kliyim, hein shdei chetichos shel beged semer shetarfu bechut shel pishtin. The two pieces of wool which you sewed together with flax, linen, the vade sofu likara, the parin semi zed. For sure, at the end, you're going to rip them and separate them from each other, which is their claim because of the shatnez. V'chein shalal shal kaisen seifen liyipari, and so to the string that was used by the laundry mat, you're going to separate it. Afil hachi, even so, chibur l'tumah, it's still considered attached with the guard of tumah. V'nit mazeh, nit mazeh, one part of it becomes tummy, then all of it becomes tummy. Ashiyaskol hatin, the maisa, moitzi meyad maisa, with regard to tumah, when one action undoes another action, and since you've started to untie it, you've revealed your intent through the action. The lav chad beged, it's not all one garment. Like the thread, the string of the laundry mat, you didn't need to thread them together. Kibbutz is graphic just by the time of the actual washing it. I feel Hawking so hush of the Hebrew after kibbutz is still considered attached even after the washing. Makal shall eat some almonds, just a piece of wood. Shosu ya the kardim shall cover the set, but you need to completely permanently attach it to the axe. Hebrew shas malach va pita am am pinavshi pshuti kliates lo makabel tum, that on its own is a wood vessel which doesn't have a receptacle, does not receive tumah. Hacha beis yadu is considered a handle in the sarabu yodos lechol taras kli, and we have a special ribui inclusionary drushes that we make to say that, and all handles have the status of a kli. Oh, ha'oichel, or the handle of a food, which is like the stem and stuff, the perikov of a reitiv, this is all learned out in the perikov of a reitiv in Maseches Chulin. Lezarkel, lemakel, to the stick, lematznia, kardim, and you hide the and store the axe levado on its own. Nichalu shiu shalulin, that they should be strung together. Di mintvi hoder mechaber lo idea shalal hazet. You know, through this string, you're going to be able to go and easily rewash them. Lo shmaitin lekaime, that we're going to say shortly. Mantana lo hoder, that as we continue in the Gemara, it says mantana, who says the following brisa. Kol mechuber lo kagon shalal shalkaisen, like the string of the laundry mat, the armor, they always said before, there's a chibur, it's considered attached for nitma, and it's given some avseh shalom dogobo hatumah, even the part of it which was not touched by the tumah. V'ilav the chibur, if it wasn't attached, then havetar would be tar, v'afagav the nogob b'hai, even though it touches the one which touched the tumah. The inkli mekabel tumah, elam avatumah, because the kli does not become tummy except for directly from a tumah, and its other half would be considered a rishon, and therefore it would not get. It would not become tummy except for the fact that it's attached, and now since there are one beggin, it's as if all the whole one big object touched the avatum. Base the pachel, base the tavlin, base the nersha, bekira, kira zu, metaltelasi, it's movable, muhubaran la, klicheris katanim, and you attach to it smaller earthenware kalim, base the pachel, shmoshivan, besechel shem and lahavshir is the place where you're going to put the oil into. To warm up a little bit. And if a tumah fell into the ear space, or into the ear space of the actual oven, the kira oven, and the tumah touched the bottom of the kira, the gamel, these things are also going to come tummy. Or if the tumah touched the bottom of these attachments, then the kira oven will also become tummy. They'll become tummy with the tumah that the kira oven has. Kolarim means to say, but tumas ha'aver with the tumah of the ear space. Shem nafal sheres ba'aver akira, b'lo naga ha'tumah b'dofneho. Because if the sheres only is in the ear space of the kira oven and doesn't actually touch its walls, he tumeah, the kira is going to become tummy, the kli cheres matama ba'aver, because the earthenware vessel becomes tummy just from the tumah entering its ear space. Pain to herring, but the attachments are going to be tarish, and the chibur is not considered attached to it. El in yamaga, only with regard to touching it. The first time of the kameis, we're going to explain the reasoning later on. Rabbi Shimon mitayim b'maga is mi shalom nogaboy hatumah, that we're touching it, even that which the one which didn't get actually touch the thing that was tummy, called chad kli b'ampe nafshe, because each kli is considered on its own. So here Shimon's going to say it started the part that didn't touch the tumah, because each one's on its own. Alma, Rabbi Meir chibur, the Rabbi Meir's chibur, poli gele. It's considered attached, and he argues on it. I feel ba'avra litmo machmes kira because of the kira oven in nitnei kira ma'avira below negia. If the kira became tame without the tuma actually touching it, but just from the tuma entering its airspace, the gazer b'hu de lahavi chimer midrabanan that should be considered attached, but it's only midrabanan. So but rabban had cared the law of the lahu kira mamish. They didn't make the gazera the decree to make it like exactly like a kli the tame ba'avra to give off to become tame even from the tumah just entering the airspace. And why they do that? Kihecha de liyedu shechibim divrein, that people should know that it's considered attached only midrabanan. And therefore, below lister fal tumas and chumah kachim, they all come to burn the chumah kachim that became tummy through it, because it's only midrabanan. So therefore, they have to leave it until it actually becomes tummy midiraisim. If it had this, we saw this already earlier in the Masechta, such concepts. Izvul shavitni is applying it. It's the carpenter's playing shemachim ba es etrisin, that they will smooth out the boards, the nice and the barzels, tfushal eitz, and they'll put metal into a wooden frame, hamasukanlo, that's prepared for it, v'lachem alachtoi, and after done using it, notlo hemenda, they'll take it out from it. Chibra l'tuma nitmezet, if one part of it becomes tummy, then the other part will also become tummy. V'ein chibra l'hazov, it's circle hazel, l'shneim, you're going to have to sprinkle on it the paraduma ashes, while both parts of it.